They're on college campuses across the country. Police who have the power to cite and arrest students. ESPN wanted to know more about how those police interact with athletes for an Outside the Lines report. So it requested records from several colleges, including the University of Notre Dame. But Notre Dame denied the request. The university argued it's a private institution, so the school's police department isn't subject to public records laws. In response, ESPN filed a complaint with Indiana's public access counselor. In an October advisory opinion, Indiana public access counselor Luke Britt put the university on notice, saying from that point forward, the Notre Dame Security Police would be considered a public law enforcement agency and subject to public records requests. In his opinion, he wrote, "I am not comfortable saying an organization can hide behind the cloak of secrecy when they have the power to arrest and create criminal records and exercise the state's police powers." Despite the public access counselor's opinion, Notre Dame still refused to hand over any records. So in January, ESPN took its fight to court.
In April, the St. Joseph County Superior Court judge ruled in favor of the university, ruling that the university should not be, their police department should not be considered a public agency, and therefore they're not subject to public records disclosure laws.
Reporter Jeff Parrott has been covering the case for the South Bend Tribune, a local newspaper that has also tried unsuccessfully to obtain police records from Notre Dame. Parrott says ESPN is appealing the court's decision and fighting for the same access to records they receive from other police departments.
Under public records laws, any other police department has to disclose to the public basic information about an incident that an officer responds to. What happened, where it happened, when it happened, who were the principal parties involved, and what was the alleged crime that might have occurred.
Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller recently weighed in on the case, filing a friend of the court brief. In it, he sides with ESPN.
The state's policy is that the authority granted to a police officer is really at the heart of public trust. So we need transparency and openness when it comes to the use of that police power.
Jerry Linowska is the president of the Indiana Coalition for Open Government and an associate professor at Indiana University's Media School. He says he's encouraged by the Attorney General's involvement.
It's great to see the Attorney General weigh in this case. I'm not sure that office has done anything like this in an access case before, so it's good to have that highest law enforcement official of the state weigh in on the side of public access.
Linowska says while Notre Dame is a private institution, the exercise of police power is one of the fundamental powers of state government and should be subject to public scrutiny.
There's a real overarching public interest here, I think, in following the affairs of government, and particularly when it comes to police powers. We don't have secret police who can make secret arrests and turn people over to secret courts. That is explicitly not the way that our country has been set up.
In a similar case, ESPN sued Michigan State University for failing to hand over the names of student athletes mentioned in police reports. The Michigan Court of Appeals recently ruled in ESPN's favor. Whatever the courts decide in the Notre Dame case, the ruling has the potential to change the relationships between many of Indiana's private university police departments and the public. Both the University of Notre Dame and ESPN say they can't comment on pending litigation. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in South Bend.